Right, so I've pulled three shots with the Tunki from Peru, brought to me by Freeman Trading, who have exclusivity of this amazing coffee from Peru, from the Peruvian Andes, the Sandina Valley, and roasted by Butterworth and Son. I've pulled three shots, exquisite. The first shot, however, dosed at 16.5, ran just a tiny bit fast. And when I tempt the ground coffee into my basket, I already noticed it was a bit too low. Still pulled the shot, ran a tiny bit fast, tasted very rich, very lovely. But I wanted to do it more justice. So I pulled another shot, just upped the dose to 17 gram. And what came out of this extraction was amazingly rich, thick nectar. I'm using the Naked Porter filter, and it just oozed nectar-like syrupy consistency into the cup. The noise alone that it made when it reached the cup was just enticing, and I couldn't wait for the extraction to finish. It was about 27 seconds, in fact, 27 seconds exactly. So in its optimum time of extraction, and it looked a picture. Maybe if I'm terribly critical, which I have to be, a bit too much tiger-like spots on the crema. The crema should be a bit more uniform, but it was a pretty good extraction. This kind of bronze hue on the crema, putting my nose to it, a rich, amazing smell coming off that cup and in my mouth. Just so smooth, so thick, so rich, so velvety. A few floral notes right at the beginning, no acidity whatsoever, just floral notes. Very balanced, very comfortable for the palate. The end of it, the tail end, full-bodied. Chocolatey, absolutely chocolatey. I think this coffee is amazing as an espresso. But it would probably take very, very well to milk as well, which I'm going to try a little later. It is a very strong coffee. This I've already noticed. But it is very comfortable to drink. Now, these coffee hunters, Freeman Trading, you could check them out on their website. They've got a video as well running about the Tunki. They have exclusivity of this coffee. They sell them as green beans. There's a short film on the website. I'm going to put the website up on the little notes that you can see on the boo, but I'm also going to do an extensive write-up. This coffee deserves an extensive write-up on www.coffeemumbojumbo.com. I'll have some pictures of the extractions. I'll document everything for you to see. But this is a coffee that if you can get your hands on it as a roaster, you have to do that.